Farm groups and lawmakers assembled in front of the Capitol to rally for House passage of the 2012 Farm Bill. Members representing 88 different groups supporting the bill and about a dozen House and Senate members called on House leadership to bring the bill to the floor for a vote before the end of September. Senate Agriculture Committee Chairwoman Debbie Stabenow says if the House allows the current Farm Bill to expire on September 30th without passing a new bill, the consequences will be grave for producers.
Now, we have 18 days until September 30th. 18 days. And we know that if the Farm Bill is allowed to expire and things begin to unwind, we turn back the clock in rural America to 1949. And you know what that means in terms of all of the policies, government planning restrictions, expensive price supports, and we'd see the markets, frankly, in total disarray. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy to even get close to something like that.
Senator Jerry Moran of Kansas says the consequences of failing to pass a comprehensive farm bill now could have broad implications for the future.
My interest in being a member of the Senate, my interest in being a member of the House, goes back to a belief that we live our lives in rural America in an awfully special way. And we're always challenged to make sure that way of life exists into the future. And I know that in the absence of successful farmers and ranchers, there is no future for rural America. In the absence of a rural America, there is no future for our country, and nobody to provide the food, the fiber, and the energy that our country so desperately needs. Farming is a noble profession, and they need to know what the rules are today, tomorrow, next year, and into the future. Passing a farm bill is more important now than it's ever been, because we have never experienced the weather that our nation is experiencing in such a broad way, in so many places, and so severe for so long.
He says that in addition to addressing current conditions, the 2012 Farm Bill will have an impact on generations to come.
This is my test for whether or not a Farm Bill is a good one, and that is this. Are we returning young sons and daughters from Kansas State University and other places across the country to family farms across our nation? If we want a bright future for America, we have to have a bright future for rural America. And to have that, you can only do that if you have a bright future for farms and for family farms. We need a farm bill that tells the next generation of American agriculture producers that it's a great place to be in rural America on a family farm, and a farm bill can do that.
Moran called on Congress members reluctant to tackle the farm bill to learn something from farmers about how to face a difficult task.
We know that when a storm comes and it's time to harvest, our farmers will hook up the tractor and go to work. They will not wait to see what's going to happen. They know that work has to be done, and it has to be done now. We all know that a storm is coming on September 30th when the farm bill expires, and it's 3 o'clock in the morning, and we ought to be just like the farmers that we represent. We ought to say hard work matters. It doesn't matter what time of the day, what time of the year, what time of the night, we're going to get our job done because America depends upon the farmer. Well, to my colleagues in the Congress, both in the House and the Senate, America depends upon us to do what's right. It's 3 o'clock in the morning, hook up the implement, put it to the tractor, and let's go harvest a farm bill.
Representative Kristi Noem of South Dakota said the stakes have never been higher for America and for the rest of the world. She sees passing a farm bill as a matter of national security.
You know, global food prices have gone up 10% since June and July, and that's partly impacted by the drought that we've seen in this country. But every single family in this country feels the pain when our food prices go up. And that is the story that we need to continue to tell to people all across this world, is that we feed this country, that we feed this world. And for me, food is a national security issue. The minute that we don't grow our own food in this country and we rely on another country to feed us, that's when we truly are in peril. That's when they control us. That's when they control our decision making.
So far, no floor time has been assigned to take up the 2012 Farm Bill before the end of September. For the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Jim Appel.